Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Kelly Sullivan believes that high-quality education beginning in pre-kindergarten is a priority. She's a Democratic candidate for South Dakota's House of Representatives in District 13, and she joins me today in SDPB's Sioux Falls studio. Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Lori.
2 weeks left. You're on the home stretch of a campaign.
I know.
How's it feel?
It feels good. It's exciting.
Yeah. When you get started as far as really making the push, how long have you been at it, really?
I've been really hitting the ground hard since about the end of March.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
So by now, you know your district probably better than you did before.
I 100% know my district a lot better than I did before, yes.
What are you hearing from voters when you go out and listen to what people have to say? What are some of the top things that they're bringing up with you?
You know, one of them is education. It's also economic development. And then really, I've had a lot of voters want to talk about the different initiated measures and amendments. So those have been kind of the top issues.
Yeah.
People tend to be a little bit standoffish when you are knocking on their door, so you kind of got to pull it out of them a little bit.
Yeah. So District 13 is in Sioux Falls, mm-hmm. right? Entirely in Sioux Falls?
Yes.
So from an education standpoint, this is a Sioux Falls school district. It's a bigger district. It's not facing some of the challenges that some of the rural school districts are. So when people talk education, is it just that big picture where it's the first thing, or are there specific Sioux Falls District 13 education issues that you're hearing from them?
As far as when I've been going door knocking and talking to folks, it's been a little bit more of a bigger picture. But my biggest issue, I think, with education, of course, is teacher pay, but also the fact that we're one of the only states in the country that doesn't have a state-funded early childhood education program.
Right. And that affects a lot of people in that district. Oh, we're on the east side of town right now.
I'm more in the central area.
Central. Okay.
But as far as education is concerned, we need to make sure that we're taking care of our children no matter what their economic status is. And so early childhood education programs are really important for that.
Do you think it's something that the state government can solve? Is it something that can be funded? Some folks have come in and said, you know, I think the money is there. It just needs to be reprioritized. Others have said, you know, the money's not really there. We need to come up with a different revenue stream or a different tax structure. Where do you stand as far as looking at, where do you begin looking at how to fund something like state-funded preschool?
My hope is that once elected, that we will be able to kind of reallocate some money and find a place to be able to take care of our children and take care of that early childhood education. I think until I get into the legislature and really kind of get into the nitty-gritty, I'm not going to know a specific answer on that.
Sure. What's your background? And give us an idea why you decided to run.
So I've been in the service industry since I started working when I was 16. And then I've done a little bit of carpentry, painting, and a little bit of construction as well. But I've been working with nonprofits for about a decade and a half. And so I really do have a passion for service. And as a legislator, what you are is a public servant. And that's something that I'm really excited to be. And so I was one of the co-organizers of the Women's March in 2017, and that's kind of what really ignited the fire in me, is that day and just everything that kind of happened after that.
So let's talk about, you know, take me to that moment where you're gathered with other women, Women's March in Sioux Falls, is that, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, yep. So you're in Sioux Falls, it's a pretty big crowd of women and men who are supportive of certain issues, and it must be hard to just go home from that sort of adrenaline and that connection and that networking and say, well, now I'm just going to go eat my cereal. You know, now it's time to do something.
Right.
So tell me about that transition from I'm going to get out and, you know, paint a sign maybe to, okay, I'm going to start getting some petitions together.
Well, I was actually the day of the Women's March. I got into my car and it was over. And I got a text message from somebody that said, have you ever thought about running for office? We should have coffee.
Yeah.
So I had coffee with him the following week. And then I had coffee with him quite a few more times after that, him trying to convince me to run for office. And I actually was working with a nonprofit doing candidate recruitment and having coffee with people when we saw potential in somebody that could be a candidate. And, you know, my committee turned to me and they're like, You should be one of these people, Kelly. And so it took about almost a year for me to actually take the plunge and decide to run for office.
Right. And now that you have, and you've been through this process, let's say that you get sent to peer, what are some of the top priorities that you'll, I mean, there's a huge learning curve once you go, of course.
It's a massive learning curve. Yeah. One thing is hoping that I do get elected. Me and a few other candidates and people that are actually already elected in the legislature, my plan is to get together with them and learn as much as I possibly can before I actually go to peer, so that when I get in there, I'm ready, I'm prepared as I can be as a very green politician.
Right. What are some of the skills that you think are important, though, that you already have as a candidate?
I think one thing is communication. I like to think of myself as a good communicator, and especially considering that our legislature is pretty split and hopefully it'll be a little bit more balanced after November 6th, is coming together and having ideas from different sides and really challenging each other and then coming up with the best solutions for South Dakota. And I think communication is key in that.
Are you hearing in your district an appetite for Democrats to be elected? Does it matter? Are people saying, you know, yeah, we need somebody who represents a different political philosophy, or are they just looking for someone who's, you know, can't really be put in a box but who has good ideas and is a strong candidate? Does party matter to the people in your district?
You know, I think to some it does. However, I have had conversations with independents as well as Republicans that really just want a new voice in peer and want a little bit more balance, because it's really not very balanced right now. We only have 16 Democrats out of 105 seats, and that's just not a good thing. You need to have challenging views on both sides, I think, to come up with the best solutions and the best ideas.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those ballot issues that you said were important. What comes to mind first for you?
One of them that had been brought up the most to me when I've been out door knocking would be the initiated Measure 25, which would be the tobacco tax.
Sure.
And so that tax is meant to go into education for technical schools. However, you know, a few years ago when there was the video lottery tax, that was an initiated measure, and those funds were supposed to go into education, and it ended up in the general fund. So I think as far as this tax on tobacco is concerned, I think people are concerned of where that money is actually going to go and whether it's going to end up in the general budget or if it's actually going to go to technical schools.
Sure.
And the other side of that, the concerns that I've heard is that with the tobacco tax, that tends to affect, you know, lower income folks. It's not necessarily a fair tax to be putting out there, is the concerns I've been hearing about it.
Sure. Other issues that you want to make sure we talk before we let you go?
I'm just really excited to be running for office. I'm excited to be a young woman and hopefully be a new perspective in peer and just be a new voice.